I'm your host, Matt Bergman, and welcome to From the Hawk's Nest. Today, my guest is Jessica Keller. She's a 2009 Quincy University alum with a bachelor's degree in accounting. She earned her business administration, a master's in business administration in 2011, while also serving as the graduate assistant coach for the Lady Hawks basketball team. Today, Jessica is an assistant coach with the University of Nebraska women's basketball program and worked her way up from a graduate assistant coach at QU to the head coach at Columbia College and at Minnesota State to the assistant coach at Illinois State University before finally joining the coaching staff at Nebraska. And Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, your coaching career has been quite a journey. Before we chat about your current role with Nebraska basketball, why don't you tell us about the experiences and opportunities that you've had moving up throughout the college basketball coaching arena?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I started as a graduate assistant at Quincy University, where I was fortunate to play my 4 years and, you know, just really connected with people who invested in me starting right away in my career, and was fortunate to have an opportunity to take a full-time assistant coaching role at another Division II school in the NSIC, Minnesota State University, who, shout out to the Mavs, just won the national championship this year, and worked for two different head coaches there at Minnesota State, and had an opportunity to go become a head coach at the NAI level. And again, kind of a full circle moment that I got a chance to go work for my college assistant coach at Quincy, her wife at Illinois State, and now I'm at Nebraska. So just kind of been able to serve in a multitude of roles and at different levels, but in all the places, it's kind of come back to those relationships and the people who have really just invested in me and given me an opportunity.
What are some of those coaching experiences that you've had that have been the most rewarding?
Yeah, the most rewarding is when you have a chance to secure players to, you know, give them an opportunity to get an education at an institution that maybe they weren't aware of or didn't know that they would enjoy, and then to challenge them and to put a group of young women in a locker room in a competitive environment and teach them new skills, but just how to handle life and adversity and challenges and achieve things together that they are more than capable of, that maybe they didn't know about before or couldn't do just individually. So I think the most rewarding thing is watching young women turn into young members of society and individuals who are making a difference every day when they graduate and when they finish, whether it's their basketball career when the ball stops bouncing, or when they finish their undergraduate or graduate degrees.
What about challenges? I'm sure there's been, you know, you've had a lot of rewarding experiences, but what are some of those challenges that you face in the coaching world?
The challenges, I think, are just when things end, the moving on, the things that, you know, there's a natural cycle. And most often I'm fortunate to coach players for 4 years, but when that comes to an end, I think the challenge is always kind of the next steps, or I've had to, you know, make some decisions and take some new jobs and say goodbye to places that really mean a lot to me. So the challenges are being able to preserve those relationships, and they change, the form changes a little bit, but I think just the important thing for me has always been being honest and clear and direct in all communication and all relationships, and making sure that you know, when things do, it's time for things to move on and end and move forward, that I'm able to maintain the healthy relationships that I had created at all those places.
Well, you have worked your way, as we've mentioned, through the ranks of women's collegiate basketball and NAIA and Division II, and you're now in the Division I level of coaching as assistant coach at Nebraska. Tell us what that's like, and maybe share with the people that are listening what you guys accomplished this year, because I know it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a great year for Nebraska women's basketball, and it's challenging. You know, I think maybe the misconception is that it's more work. I think it's the same amount of work, whether you're at the NAIA level, you know, junior college coaches, all the way up to Division I high major coaches. We have the fortune of being on your TV screen a little bit more often. And, you know, we've got a few more resources that instead of, I'm not doing the laundry anymore at Nebraska, but I was doing the laundry at Columbia College. And I was, you know, when I took the job, I have an older brother who went to Mizzou. And so he lived in Columbia, was working as an attorney there. And I got to jump right in and move into his house. And before I could find housing, you know, it was basically the next week, could I get on campus? And I was hanging laundry in his house. And he's, I think his eyes were open to what I was really doing too. But, you know, I think the game is the same at every level. And at Nebraska, when I got there, the players are just a little bigger and faster and stronger and obviously incredibly talented. And again, just we have the fortune and sometimes the pressure of being in the spotlight and being, you know, a little bit more exposed to what we are doing. But I think just it's been really rewarding to see our players who I did develop relationships with even before I got to Nebraska that I thought would be incredible fits at other institutions. And Nebraska was the right home for them. And it's been really fun just, you know, this season, last year we missed, was my first year at Nebraska, we missed the NCAA tournament. And it's an expectation. We play, I think, in one of the best high major conferences, one of the best women's basketball conferences in the country. And I was coming from a mid-major conference that you had to win your conference tournament to get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. So your only guaranteed path to the NCAA tournament was to win your conference tournament. And we were fortunate to do that when I was at Illinois State in my fifth year. And then I came to Nebraska and we were right on the bubble. We were close, but we weren't good enough to get an at-large bid. And so this year our team was able to take care of business in the non-conference. We challenged ourselves. We played some really tough opponents at home and on the road. And then really just we won games in our conference that we were supposed to. And then a few that we weren't supposed to. So we weren't expected to beat Iowa at home and in front of a sold out crowd. But as you see, you know, they're here in Cleveland where I am right now at the Final Four. And what an incredible opportunity. Again, you talk about the rewarding things that our players, we believe that we could do that. And it hadn't been done for a long time. Nebraska hadn't beaten Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And to see our players buy into the scouting report and buy into the preparation and lean into each other, that was a big win for our program. But also being able to sweep a really perennial Maryland team that we played them at home early in the conference tournament or in the conference season, and then saw them again in the conference tournament and made a really special run in March in our Big Ten tournament that put us into an overtime game with Iowa. Again, another opportunity that I thought we probably had to knock them off again, but it led to us being a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament and winning our first round game in the NCAA tournament in 10 years. Just some special things that our players were able to achieve. And then we just wrapped up some postseason meetings that really all of our returners have come in and said, we're hungry for more. It's not enough that we made it to the second round, the round of 32. Like, we believe that we should be a Sweet 16, Elite 8 team. And so incredibly encouraging and fun run that we're kind of diving right back into right away.
Well, and you've kind of already hinted around at this, but as we're recording this, of course, it'll air a little later, but as today we're recording it, you're actually in Cleveland. You're at the Women's Final Four. What is it like?
Yeah, there's just an amazing buzz around the city of Cleveland and women's college basketball right now. And we can attribute that to the incredible players and really the investment in the sport itself. And right now there's our coaching convention is in conjunction with the Women's Final Four games. And so coaches from every level are welcome to the city of Cleveland this year to partake in just a learning experience, a chance to reconnect with each other. You know, we're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to help young women get to the next level and afford them some opportunities to get an incredible degree at our universities and compete. And so we're having some time here to reconnect and recharge and to see some great basketball. And obviously for us, you know, at the University of Nebraska, we're a Big Ten institution that we're going to pull for the Big Ten schools and, you know, here to support Iowa as well and just see some great basketball. But it's exciting. I think, you know, it's just there's a ton of energy when we get in the gym. So when we get to feel a little bit more as a spectator, kind of what everybody else gets to experience from the stands. And I'm really looking forward to these games and hopefully a great tournament.
Well, let's take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jessica about her time at Quincy University, some of her favorite moments, and how she's still connected to her alma mater. Stay with us. You're listening to From the Hawk's Nest.
QU Hawk fans never have to miss a game. Visit QUHawks.com and click on the Media tab to find the GLVC Sports Network. It's available on both your desktop and mobile tablet devices, as well as four over-the-top platforms, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and Apple TV. All live and on-demand archived video is available free of charge. For game schedules and the latest news, visit QUHawks.com and follow Quincy University Hawks on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And welcome back to From the Hawk's Nest. I'm Matt Bergman, your host, and today my guest is Jessica Keller, a 2009 Quincy University alum. She is the current assistant basketball coach for Nebraska for women's basketball. And Jessica, let's think back to your time at QU. You were very strong academically. You were probably best known for your basketball career as you played here from 05 to 09. You were a three-time All Great Lakes Valley Conference selection and a second-team All-American as a senior. You were the GLVC player in 2009 and graduated as the Hawks' all-time leader in points, steals, and free throws attempted. Very impressive stats as a player. What were some of your favorite memories from those days?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. It's been a minute since I've played. And so to hear that just reminder, it's funny. I kind of have forgotten the individual accolades and things, but the things that stand out to me are just the day-to-day experiences, you know, the players that I got to go to practice with every day and I got to live with. They're still some of my best friends to this day. And I think the things that stand out to me are, you know, again, the things that we accomplished as a group. I remember when we were playing at Northern Kentucky and they were the number one team in the nation and they were undefeated and they had won the national championship the year before and we knocked them off at home. And I remember Coach Gravina putting his arm around me and being like, this is pretty cool. And those are the memories that, you know, when we beat Iowa at home this year, as Nebraska was able to do, that Coach Gravina texted me and said, you know, how proud he was. And I just told him, like, I'm reminded of that moment as a player. And I had spoken to my own team about, like, just how rewarding it is when you accomplish something that not a lot of people think you can do. And so I'm still really, really close with our teams. I'm still really, really close with JD, with Coach Just, who recruited me, Coach Egan, who is off being a head coach. And I actually never played for Amy Egan, but she recruited me really heavily to come to Quincy University. And again, those relationships that I formed, I still really, really lean into and rely on. And my assistant coach at Quincy, my junior and senior year, and then my 2 years as a graduate assistant, Brittany Carper, I credit her with my opportunities beyond Quincy. And she's been able to connect me with so many of my, you know, current and future opportunities beyond Quincy that helped me get jobs. And I think about just being able to get over into Pepsi Arena at any time and the people that I was going to battle with every day and the support staff that we had, just how fortunate Quincy was the right fit for me.
Well, you obviously have stayed in contact with your coaches. What about teammates? Are you still in contact with a lot of your teammates?
I am. We've all spread out and gone our separate ways. And obviously, Jeanette Bergen is coaching really close by at Culver Stockton. And Jeanette and I were roommates for 4 years and lived together. So we obviously share a profession as well that we can bounce ideas and even recruiting things off of each other. But really, my class, the class behind me, and even all the players that played after me, one of the cool things is being able to see when I go to different cities, whether it's recruiting or you know, if we're playing in a city near anyone, there's usually a Hawk that's able to come in and see the Huskers this year. It was the Cougars when I was at Columbia and the Redbirds when I was at Illinois State. So I stay really close. Megan Gavlik in my class. So Jeanette, Megan, and I are really close. Alex Krasnowski, obviously, really successful in the medical field. And then really close with some of the younger players, and fortunate to just, basketball has connected us, and it's been my profession, but They're all incredibly supportive of now the Huskers.
Well, when was it that you just knew that coaching was what you were going to do?
Yeah, it was later than I thought. I graduated. I studied accounting and finance, so I double majored in undergrad, and really thought I would just go into business. And I had a few assistant coaches as I was at Quincy, and Sari Morley was an assistant my sophomore year, and she wrote me a letter that says, "Don't do accounting. You're going to coach." And I still have it to this day. But I was really concerned with the perception that if someone was good at athletics, that it meant they weren't maybe great at academics. And I really disagreed with that and really liked school. And my parents are both teachers. And so I have a huge value on education. And I thought I would do something in the business world. I thought accounting was easy. I really, really benefited from Dr. Vicki Edson, mm-hmm. was my professor, one of my advisors. Dr. Griswold, who has since moved on, was another one of our advisors, but just really formed great connections with the academic staff as well at Quincy. And I thought I would do business. And then when it came graduation time, I couldn't see myself in an office. And I asked Coach Bell, who was the athletic director at the time, to create a position. Women's basketball didn't have a GA. Men's basketball did, but women's basketball did not. So he found a way to let me work for Alyssa Brandt, who had come back to be an assistant AD at Quincy, who had been a senior on the team when I was a freshman, and another person that has just continued to invest in me. I saw her a month ago at the Big Ten tournament and was able to reconnect with her. Just some things that kind of fell in place late that people just made sacrifices for me and gave me an opportunity to get into the master's program. And, you know, Dr. Palmer was another person in the master's program that really supported me. And if it was a late Tuesday night that I needed to be at practice, he understood. And just some things that, you know, as I was going through it, I thought, oh, maybe I do want to coach. And again, just very fortunate to stay at Quincy and to figure it out.
Have there been moments along the way that maybe you've doubted coaching and thought about accounting, or has it just been smooth sailing?
Unfortunately for my own dad, no. he will tease me, especially when I was, you know, second assistant at a Division II school in Minnesota. I moved, didn't know anyone in within 8 hours, and he said, "When are you going to get a real job?" And, mostly in jest, but you know, as teachers, my parents were like, "Listen, we just want our kids to make money and not be teachers." So I always joke with him, like, "I teach basketball. I got you." Like, yeah, I'm not going to be a high school teacher like you were, or a principal, but I get to teach basketball. And I think just I've been so fortunate to just absolutely love every place I've ever been. And I've just been able to be invested and be where my feet are every single step of the way that, again, I just think I've been surrounded by incredible people and mentors that have poured into me. And there's days that are challenging. I think I'm maybe not good enough at it, but I've always wanted to rise to the occasion and stay in the business.
Well, Jessica, as we wrap up our time here, what advice might you have to share with current QU students and maybe our student athletes in particular?
Sorry, could you say that again? What advice?
Yeah, would you have for QU students and maybe even student athletes?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I could say, especially for current QU students, is you chose Quincy for a reason. And it's not maybe the biggest institution in the country, but I think it can be the most impactful. And it's been the most empowering for me. And when I was graduating and we had a brunch the morning of graduation, we had someone speak to us from the Alumni Association and said, "Everywhere you go, you will meet somebody that has a connection to Quincy, and it's going to be a positive one." And it's been true in all of my career. And if I'm traveling, and, you know, I was out recruiting 2 weeks ago, and I saw someone in Quincy University sweatpants, and, you know, I'm able to strike up a conversation because it is an incredibly tight-knit community. And you can do anything. Coming from Quincy University, you can do anything. And I think, again, the foundation of what's important and just a quality education and quality athletic experience. And knowing that your coaches are pouring into you at a place like that, where they probably are doing a little bit more than even I am at this level, because we have a few more people on staff that it's the right fit and you can still achieve anything.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day, especially as you're enjoying Cleveland and the basketball tournament. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be sure to tune in next time as we talk to Quincy University alum Franciscan Friars, Quincy University students, faculty, and staff to learn about their journey. I'm Matt Bergman, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Hawk.